It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. You are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
In John chapter 1, verse 3. The Bible was showing to us something about Jesus. Jesus is not an ordinary man. There was something about that guy that made him different from every other person that lived in this world. Apostle John was writing concerning Jesus, and he said, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And when we were in a more detailed study on Wednesday, we understood from Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 that the things we have in our world today were made in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. The story that we have in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 was actually the story of the remaking of this world in which we live in. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. And in verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. We came to understand that when God created the heaven and the earth, he created them beautiful. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and what? And replenish the earth. Replenish the earth means that the earth was plenished before. It means the earth was plenished before. The earth we saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, which was without form and void, it was shapeless and useless, was not the original state of the earth. The earth must have been very beautiful before. That was why God was telling the man that he has made in his own image. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says, God created man in his own image. In other words, he made man to look exactly like him, an exact copy of him. And when he made man to be an exact copy of him, in other words, he made another God out of him. And then he made him to function like him. Because he said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. In other words, let him function like us. He will not only have the same characteristic features like we have, he should also function like we function. In other words, we are going to create another God. And that God will be the one that will be on earth. He says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let them operate on this earth like we are operating. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And in verse 28, he says, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And replenish the earth. In other words, return the earth back to its former beautiful state that it was when I created it the first time. Last week, we saw what happened to the earth that made it to become shapeless, disorganized, and useless. The reason we went into looking at what happened in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 was for us to understand where these things came from. We understood in our studies between Sunday and Wednesday that all these things that we see in our present world were not being created in Genesis chapter 1. Let there be light, and there was light. That was not the beginning of light. There was light before. What was happening in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 was a making. God was making those things that were created in the previous world. They were destroyed between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, told us that the earth was created. The heaven and the earth were created by God. But in verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And we took a peep into what happened in between verse 1 and verse 2 last week when we look in Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 23. Prophet Jeremiah saw into the realms of the spirit what happened. How the birds of the air that were in the previous world disappeared. The plants and animals that were in the previous world disappeared. He looked, there was no man anymore. And the mountains were shaken out of their place. And there was no light. That was what he also said. He was seeing what happened between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. And we understand from last week that when these things happened like that, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And I told you before, the Spirit of God is God himself. And God is not a gas. God is not a wind. It's not a smoke. It's not an imagination. It's a real person. So God moved upon the face of the waters. And in our previous studies, we saw what God was doing while he was moving upon the face of the waters. He was figuring out what to do with the chaotic earth. And when his mind was full of what to do, in verse 3, the Bible said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, if you read on from verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, 6, and onward, you are going to see how God forth and said, let these things be, and it will be so. Let the earth bring forth this, and it will be. And God saw that it was so. And God would say, let this one be so. And God would see that it was so, and that it was good. Now, in verse 26, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let him have dominion. God said, let us make man. If you've been following us, that word us will not be strange to you by this time. You know already that it was not one person that was there in that place when God was saying something. And I've explained already that the word that was translated God in Genesis is the Hebrew word Elohim, which is the name of a realm. God is not the name of an individual, it's the name of a realm. So in that realm, they said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him have dominion over everything else that we have made. And in verse 27, so God created man in his own image. Now, when you go through the whole of that chapter, chapter 1 and chapter 2, you see how God was making these things happen. And in chapter 2, beginning from verse, if you look particularly at verse 6 and verse 7, God formed the man from the dust of the earth. And we have explained why man was created in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and then he was formed in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The spirit man was created in verse 27, chapter 1, but the physical man was made from the dust of the earth. When the physical man was made from the dust of the earth, it was because it was necessary for a physical being to be on the earth that the other creatures can relate with. So they can relate with the God who is ruling over them. But the spirit man, they could not see. But the physical man, they could see. So God put the spirit man that was created in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 into the physical man that was made in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. So, man was no longer a spirit, just a spirit being. He is still a spirit being, but is now residing inside a physical body. Two things happen with man right there. Two things. One, man was created in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, and man was made, the physical man was made in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. There are two words that I've used, create and make. They are two different words. When you make something, you are making it from something that is already existing. But when you create something, you are creating it from nothing at all. There's nothing. You just create something from nothing. But when you make, you are making from something that is already existing somewhere. So when God created man in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, the spirit man, there was nothing. God brought man into existence from nothing. But the physical man was formed from the dust of the earth. Now, when we read all this account, we only know that it was a realm, the realm of the gods, that was making all these things happen. But we could not tell which of them was doing it. Until last week we saw in John chapter 1 verse 3. He says in John chapter 1 verse 3. He said all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So it was this Jesus Christ that was actually there. One of them, he was one of the gods. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, the same beginning that was talked about in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning was Logo. And Logo was with Theo. And Logo was Theo. Why did we change some of those words? Because we want to understand it better. So we took it back to the original Greek writing. Theo means God, a realm. Word is logo. Logo, word. It's actually a spirit who was also God. That's what he's saying. He says, in the beginning was logo, and logo was with God. There's a spirit called Logo. He was with God. In the beginning, he was with God. And he himself was also God. He was in that realm of the gods. What does this word mean to us? What do we do with Jesus, who is called Christ? When Jesus was on earth, he was born of a woman called Mary. He grew up like a normal child. He was 100% normal. Herod the king heard that Jesus, the king of the Jews, has been born. He sent soldiers to go and look for him to kill him. And they kill all the children in that area from 2 years under. Have you heard that story? He killed all the children. But before it happened, God saw it. God said to Joseph, the foster dad of Jesus, take this baby and the mother and flee to Egypt, for Herod will seek to kill him. Now, why would he flee with Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah of the world? Where are all the angels? Where is God? Is God sleeping? Why? God knows that Jesus, the Son of Mary, was 100% human. If they don't flee with him, Herod will find him and kill him and he will be dead. He was 100% human. He could have been killed. And they have to flee with him because he was 100% human. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 38. Apostle Paul was explaining something, said, but God giveth, or he gives it a body as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Now, he said, to every seed has got its own body. The seed of mango has got a body. The seed of orange has got a body. He says, to every seed, God gives his body. On Wednesday, I explained that there are two kinds of seed that was actually talked about. There is the physical seed, there is the spirit seed. Now, Apostle Paul was talking about the two of them. He started using the first one, but God giveth it a body as it had pleased him. God giveth it, God giveth it a body. Then when he goes on, he says, unto every seed his own body. He moved away from using a thing. He's now talking about a spirit. He says, but God give to every seed a body. What is being pointed to here is this. When God is sending a spirit into the world, he gives that spirit a body in the womb of the parents. So when a spirit is entering the world, it doesn't just enter as a spirit. He picks a body from the mother's womb. Now, there are two things that actually happens. The dad, the man, gives his seed, the physical seed, to the woman. Then in the mother's womb, a physical body is clothing that seed. But in the realm of the spirit, a spirit is actually being infused in there and then being clothed with this body. So when that body, a baby, comes out into the world, it's a spirit that's actually entering the world. Now, I'll give you a picture, an illustration, which will make you remember this for the rest of your life. If you watch soccer, and they are playing soccer, 11 on this side, 11 on the other side, I don't know for how long soccer lasts. 90 minutes? 90 minutes, good. Now, while they are playing, maybe the first 45 minutes is gone. They took a break. The same guys that left the field comes back in after 45 minutes. Am I correct? They don't swap at that point. The same 11 that leaves comes back. Now, if you watch, there are some guys at the side of the field. The coach is there. The coach of the team is there, of his team is there. The coach is there. And then he's got maybe some two other guys with him. They are not wearing the same jerseys like the guys on the field. They are just probably wearing some white upon white or whatever their shorts might be, but the shirt on top and just be pure, plain white. And then you see them at some point, you see them, they start warming up. You know somebody's going to enter that field soon. They start warming up. Start running up and warming up. And then you see the referee on the field. He blows a whistle and then he stops. And then he beckons the coach to bring the person he's bringing in. And then that same guy that was on white shirt before, just jogging and jumping, he has put on a jersey now. He has put on a jersey and then he runs into the field. He has been told by the coach, when you get in, you go to that corner, you shoot the ball, tell that guy to do this and do this, the ball gets to you, put the ball in the net, we are going to win this game. He has given a mission to that guy and he tells that guy, run into the field. He has put on a jersey now. What has just happened is that the guy has just put on a flesh, a cloth, a physical body to enter into the field. That's the same thing that happens when God sent a spirit into the earth. He gave that spirit a physical body in the mother's womb, and then he jumps out of the mother's womb into the earth. The same thing happened when Jesus came into the world. Jesus was a baby born of Mary. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." So when a child, I told you before, that child was Jesus. Of course, you know that's Jesus. Now, that child was Jesus. When Jesus was being born of Mary, I told you he was a natural, normal human being. To the extent that God has to tell them, flee with him, they will kill him. So when Jesus was being born, a natural human being, but at the same time, he was actually the jersey, the clothing, the physical body, the body that was given to the spirit that God was sending into the world. He was actually a spirit that was coming into the world. That spirit, his real name is Logo. John chapter 1, verse 1. His real name is Logo. The Jews knew him as Jesus. Mark chapter 3, verse 6. They said, "Is this not Jesus, the carpenter? The table in my house, he made it." He's not calling himself Messiah. May what? Chapter 6:3. They said, "Is this not Jesus, the carpenter? How come he's calling himself what?" They saw him when he was growing up. They knew him, how he grew up around the corner. Mark 6:3. "Is not this the carpenter?" They knew this guy. Ah, we grew up together. Ah, who were older than him, remembered how they even helped you. Ah, I was the one who took him to school. Ah, look at him. "Is not this the carpenter? The son of Mary. The brother of James." They knew all his brothers. "The brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon. Are not his sisters with us? My younger brother married his younger sister." And he's calling himself what? Listen, they didn't want to ridicule him. But they were just saying the truth. They were just saying, honestly saying what they knew. But they didn't understand that he was not ordinary. There was a spirit that was inside him. And interestingly, when Jesus would do some miracles, the people want, he said, no, just keep quiet. Don't go and announce me. Just go home. Did you remember some of those situations? Jesus told people, don't just go to your own house. Don't go about talking. Don't go and be telling about me everywhere. Jesus sent his disciples out to go and preach. When they came back, he asked them, "Who do men say that I am?" This one said this. The other one said that. That one said this. He says, "Who do you say that I am?" He asked his own disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are this Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Ah." He said, "That must have been revealed to you by God Almighty." Jesus took his disciples somewhere and they saw him change before them. He was white all over. And then Elijah appeared. Moses appeared. And then they heard a voice from inside the cloud that covered them up and said, "This is my beloved son. Hear ye him." They knew that was God talking. But when they were coming down, Jesus says, "Hey guys, don't say this when we get downstairs." So Jesus was not letting his disciples to noise about who he really is. Even though Jesus wouldn't let his disciples go about telling everybody, but he was telling them who he really is. John 1:3. He says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:16. Now, if you remember what we heard right in this service today, that in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, all things were actually being made. They were being made from the things that existed in the previous world. It was in the previous world that the things were being created. A few things were created in our present world, including the man, the physical, our spirit, was being created in this world. But there were a few other things that were being created in this world, like the whale. But virtually all other things were being created in the previous world. And we saw in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, who it was in the previous world that also created all things. It says, for by him were all things created. Who? If you go to the verse 15 and read it into verse 16, you will know that it's talking about Jesus Christ. It says, by him were all things created. Which means in the previous world, Logo was also there in the previous world. And he was also the one that created all things. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Wow. When I read there, it took my attention that he created all things. All things were created by him, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, which means he was the one that even created the demons, the angels, and all of them. Brothers and sisters, this guy's going to be so powerful. Guess what? Did you know what came to me when I was studying this? That Lucifer was created by Jesus Christ. So when Satan came and be thinking he could kill, he was trying to kill his creator. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. I'm going to show you some things very quickly before I finish. There is something about Jesus. John chapter 6, verse 58. Jesus was teaching someday to a huge crowd of his disciples. And he said, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Jesus was showing them something. He said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. But this one, this bread that you are seeing, if you eat me, you will live forever. Now, they didn't understand what Jesus meant. Some of them got up and were offended. Ah, you think I'm a dog? How can I be eating human being? And they walked away. Now, but Apostle John explained to us that in Jesus was eternal life. Anyone who ate this bread will have eternal life. God said, after man ate the fruit he shouldn't eat, let's send man out of this garden so that he will not go and eat of that tree of life and live forever. Now, the thing that made that tree able to keep somebody forever was actually actually from inside logo. That thing that was inside that tree that made that tree able to keep anybody that eats it to be alive forever. That tree must be a wonderful tree. If you eat some fruit, if you were hungry, the hunger will go away. But after some time, the hunger will come back. But it's talking about a tree that if you eat the fruit of it, it will keep you alive forever. And you will never die at all again. The thing that was inside that tree, the thing that was inside that tree actually came from inside logo. And Jesus knew that he was logo, was telling the people that anyone who eats me, because he was carrying that thing that keep anybody to be alive forever. So he said, if anybody's got me inside him, that person will live forever and will not die.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at info@cesydney.org. That is info@cesydney.org. God bless you.